back to Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Running roughshod over that defense. Turn your mic on. Oh. I feel like you want to pick a fight, but you can't.
There's nothing to pick a fight over.
You know what?
You can keep trying to talk yourself into that. Oh, this is. Yeah. Oh, McCaffrey will be back. Greenlaw. Okay.
Oh, no. Well,
you can't have it both ways, and that's what you're trying to do. You want to push the panic button, say, this team stinks, it's over, they're horrible, and then go, but when we get McCaffrey and Greenlaw, okay, well, if you get McCaffrey and Greenlaw, relax. And we run.
Mouth.
We make a run.
If you would let me chime in, you would have known that wasn't the subject matter.
I determine the subject matter.
Please. When am I going to take my Moses Moody victory lap? You guys let me know. That's all.
For what? This ought to be great.
Yeah.
This ought to be great.
For telling you he could play.
Who?
Moses. And they knew he could play. And he's part of the future. And he may crack the start line of Jack. Yeah, 3 for 39. What was it, 36?
Yeah, 30. Yes, $11 million a year.
Stay in the Bay and play for the Dubs. Game time.
Shut up.
Do you really want to
shut up?
Come over
shut
here and make
up.
Me.
Moses Moody. Yeah.
What
Order
about
the
him?
Rings. by the way, play. Your boy's not getting one. Jonathan Kuminga.
We'll we all knew.
They're heading into the 2024-25 season with Jonathan Kuminga poised to enter restricted free agency.
That's different money.
Yeah, a little pressure on you now, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's different paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Another contract, though, that the Warriors can easily trade. Congratulations.
Team friendly.
Unlike the contracts the 49ers gave to their guys.
I can't believe how you got hurt, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of this
game. I just can't imagine it either in football.
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean, they've got seven guys hurt. Why wouldn't Ayuk be one of them? Yeah, I know. Tough questions to answer. Let's go to Danny in Stockton. You got something to say to Guru, Danny?
Oh, yeah, man. So, a couple things, actually. So, first thing is, I hate to be the one that's saying it's Kyle's fault. It's Kyle. Everybody's saying it's Kyle. But, man, it is. You know, it is Kyle's fault because when your quarterback is not doing that well, you know, you gotta help him out, and that's on the coach. You know, it's just like basketball. When the shots ain't falling, what works? You gotta do the layups. You gotta do shoot from the free throw line just to see the ball go in. And Kyle's not doing this for Purdy. He's not doing it for Purdy. You know, he's not giving some screens. Give him some quick outs. Give him some quick slants. Like do something that's gonna give him the confidence to throw that ball, you know? So, on the other side of it, too, is like, do you guys think we'd be 3-4 if Andy Reid was our coach?
I think you would have pulled out two of the three losses. I love that question. That's just me. And I think that was on display yesterday. And I'll say this. I feel like you got training wheels on Brock Purdy. Had you called after his fourth or fifth start and said just what you said, I'd be like, man, I can appreciate that. But the fact that Brock has blown up and played in the Super Bowl, all of a sudden now we talk about this timing offense, and we haven't discussed it, but we need to. The rat on the table is – he's trusting his receivers, and he's throwing to a spot. And if whatever reason, Stani, on their journey to the spot, some of these receivers aren't getting there, his ass is hung out to dry. Like, is that a part of this? But also, something else I talked about. I mean, man, the training wheels are off Brock Purdy, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and maybe that's why he's not playing as well. Because he's being asked to do more.
But the balls are being tipped at the line of scrimmage. I feel like that's happening more. And Steiny, you know why that happens? You play more. They get more film on you. They understand, okay, you're not the tallest dude sitting back there. But I don't think Kyle can do anything to prevent what we saw yesterday.
Are you starting to be concerned that you may have been premature calling Purdy a superstar?
I'm having that thought.
Okay.
But it's the scoreboard's 90-17.
Yeah,
the other way.
The scoreboard is 3-4.
Well, it ain't because he went to Super Bowl last year, the NFC Championship the year before.
And that's irrelevant.
Is it?
How many games has that won for him this year?
Well,
it's a new season.
What's your answer real quick on that,
to
Andy?
What?
If Andy were the coach, would they be 3-4? I really believe they would have beat Minnesota and the Rams.
They would not have beaten Minnesota.
Stoney, he would have kept doing whatever's working, he would have stayed with it. That's what Andy does. He said yesterday, we're going to run the ball down
Andy's
the throat,
got Mahomes.
And they ran it. But they ran 31
That's
times.
A function of Mahomes, too. Like, he affects every part of the game.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't, but he ran the ball.
Stop comparing yourself to the Chiefs. You ain't in the Chiefs league. Kyle ain't in Reed's league. Purdy ain't in Mahomes league. And the 49ers aren't in the Chiefs league.
We almost beat them twice on the biggest stage.
Oh, yeah, 5 years ago. Get over it.
Well, last February.
Sick of this fantasy land analysis. I'm not really. Paul in San Jose. What's going on, Paul? How you doing?
Hey, you guys, can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
Hey, would you say it's pretty objective that the four best QBs in any order are Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson, right?
All right. Let's go with that.
Yep.
For some reason, Kyle Shanahan is 1-9 against those dudes. For some reason, he just cannot compete against these dynamic QBs. So when I look at that, I think, okay, maybe Brock Purdy can shoulder some of that load. But then when I see that game yesterday, when he doesn't have his best pieces on the field and he starts to struggle like this, it makes me think that maybe there is some credence to the argument when Nick Wright talks smugly about the 49ers saying that Brock Purdy is a little overrated. You know, maybe there is some credence to that, because if he's getting paid $60 million, that is going to be our future. He's not going to have all these dynamic playmakers. And I wish I could see a bit more from Purdy and it, like yesterday in these instances. You know, what do you guys think?
Right now he's not being paid 60, so let's start right there, okay? So that'll be handled when it's handled. But I thought one of the greatest attributes about Brock Purdy was if somebody were out, he still could ball. And now that somebody has been out all year, McCaffrey, the Michael Jordan of your offense, but it's a quarterback league, and I will say I'm a bit perplexed, I'm not ashamed, in some of the decision-making and throws I'm seeing from Brock Purdy. And if the great Jerry Rice is going to join the roast with Spadoni and Bonte this morning and look at his alma mater and say they don't throw the ball outside the hashes, I don't like hearing that. But if you're going to tell me, Mr. Football, that the reason they don't throw the ball outside of the hashes is because that's not Brock Purdy's thing, then he ain't on that list.
It's not the receiver's thing either. And Kyle Shanahan has determined that their most effective way to move the ball through the air. You answer the question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You got a lot of high-paid players in this team. Evan. You want to?
Huh?
What do you think of this one? Nah, I can't do it. He's going to think I'm trying to pick a fight with him.
Who?
Well, you have.
You.
Oh, we only got an hour. No, you get loud, then you don't tell you who it's loud at. So you make it look like we're getting an argument. I'm fine.
Guru's victory laps are the equivalent to a kid finishing a coloring book. Oh, wow. Good job, Guru. You finished it.
That was hella weak. That wasn't just weak. That was hella weak.
Get off my guy, Goo.
You're talking to yourself.
No.
Like Cam's back there. He just came in. He's hearing this middle-aged guy just yell.
But you make
Is that
it
you
or me?
You yell at me.
You're middle-aged.
You are loud.
You're middle-aged.
But he's not.
No, you ran it early and set the tone because you continue to think that this team is a team that it's not. At least through now.
I own that. But no. I'm not by myself. I'm about solutions.
Oh, really?
And I don't think you got them. That's why I'm telling you this Dallas game. I know it's for later on in the week.
And we're not going to be able to talk a lot about Dallas. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say, let's not even talk Dallas. Let's talk Kansas City all week. Because I was telling Evan this on Friday.
Well, you couldn't have because Evan wasn't here.
You don't know what I'm texting him.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to...
Why'd you think the Niners were going to win the game?
I didn't. Yes. I didn't put any money on it.
How quick you said it!
Did I put money on it? No. I put money on two games this week.
This is
the Pittsburgh Steelers By the way, how'd they look? Secondly,
you are not
I
Joe
put
Formal.
Money on
we don't
the
care.
Maryland Terrapins.
Okay. We don't care.
29-28 over USC.
Ah, we don't care about your bets.
Well, that's the only thing I care about.
He said they were the
you know
more
what?
Hungry team
I
in the game.
I put my money where my mouth is. If I don't like it, I don't bet it.
Oh,
and
boy.
I didn't like it.
But
and
your
you know
analysis
what?
All week was the Niners are the hungrier team.
But the
they
but the Chiefs have the bye, and Andy's 27-4. Remember, I brought that to your attention because you didn't even know
28-4.
Mm-hmm. Javier and Vacaville.
Wait, so they only beat them because they had a bye?
No. That's a big reason. Big reason.
I thought it was the fact that the Niners were in shambles.
I never said that today. I never used the word shambles today. Look at the tape.
Okay.
Hey, stop trying. Stop trying to do to me what I'm doing to Guru.
You do
please.
It every day. We all know. No,
See, there's some mean-spiritedness there.
No, but
no, it is.
Dude, come on.
What?
I'm a Jedi.
Look, he threw up his hands.
All right. Well, go to Javi.
Go ahead.
Complain.
Javi can wait.
Right, Javi.
No, you sound disappointed because you liked him and they let you down.
Who? The 49ers?
Yeah.
Well, oh, wow. If I would have bet money on him, then you would have a point there.
But just elaborate on what he said, the letdown. Because you were let down with your analysis that the Niners would come out like gangbusters because they needed it more.
I would. You're right. And they didn't.
Right.
And then.
Who's that on?
That's the Chiefs having a bye week.
And they didn't play their best football.
They were good. Chiefs were very good yesterday.
They made plays.
Yeah, they did.
I can't hate on them.
No.
Undefeated.
No.
But ideally, Steiny, if that was a stat line by the greatest quarterback currently in the game, you hold them to that.
Okay.
The defense played their ass off.
Right, and let me tell
as
you
as much
what,
as they can of their version of playing your ass off.
Yeah, it's like Steph
defense
Curry.
Defense on the last
six
of my
for
list.
16 for three quarters.
All right.
And then he goes 7 for 9 in the fourth quarter, and they win the game. And so then the 6 of 16 doesn't look as
but
good.
But what did your offense do while Curry did that? You
it's
went
two parts of the
Houston
game.
Rockets.
See, that's the problem. It's two. It's three parts of the game. They have not put together.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Three parts of a game, maybe all year. Have they had one game where we said, boy, special teams were really good today? If it's not the offense, if the defense. If it's not the defense, it's the special teams. If it's not special teams, it's the offense.
But now
that's the sign of a team that's not very good.
Quarterback, though, who was mistake-free for the most part.
Well, when he has everybody with him. All right, Javi. Hold on. Let's get Javi in here.
Javi,
you're listening. You're so, you know what? You're just like my high school coach.
I'm done.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go. Oh, you want to go to Antonio first? Antonio in Oakland, we'll get to you, Javi. Hey, what's
He'll
going
be
on,
positive,
buddy?
Antonio will.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Man, you know, not having Juwan Jennings, Deebo Samuel in there, you know, running the wrong route, cause a pick. It's like, you know, Jennings and Deebo, they are our tone setters, man. It's like, they're like our Draymond Greens. It's like not having two Draymond Greens out there, you know. But at the end of the day, man, you know, run defense was bad. And, you know, Spagnuolo, he just makes me sick, you know. He's a top-notch defensive coordinator. I'm sick of him. I'm waiting for him to retire. I'm waiting for LeBron to retire. It's like, damn, man. But anyway, the Niners going to bounce back. We're going to be 500 after we beat the Cow Bumps next week. And after that, we can get some guys healthy. We're going to make a run again. Don't trip.
Well, there it is, Donnie.
Well, there it is. Antonio's still positive. Not exactly an upset.
I'll tell you what was an upset. Debo not trying to get past. Drink some Theraflu and go out there, man. They needed you. It hadn't been his year either.
One of the things that you got to be careful of is questioning a guy's injury and sickness. Got to be real careful about that. Guy tried to go out there, played three plays, started vomiting.
You don't know if he started
IV. He had to borrow Trent Williams' IV.
You don't know if he was vomiting.
He probably was.
Come on, Stoney.
All right, Javier. Thanks for holding in there, buddy.
Javi.
Oh, jeez. Hey, Javi, how you doing?
Yeah, he was Southwest. Yeah, he was calling.
Javi, you got to get a better connection. Yeah. That just sounded
get like touch with Filmo Mike, AT&T. We'll take care of you.
Let's see. Who do I want to go with here? Oh, Sean in San Francisco. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. I want to talk about why Brock Purdy's not an elite quarterback. I give him credit for being really good, but not elite.
All right.
The couple facts I want to bring up. Kansas City played the 49ers to run the entire game. They loaded the box and dared the 49ers to beat them passing. The game basically came down to the five plays that Brock missed. The three interceptions, one in the end zone, two on the plus side of the field, killed the defensive effort that was good enough for the 49ers to win. But the other two plays that were crucial that could have gave us an opportunity to still bring out the game were the inaccurate deep passes on great design plays.
Yeah.
If he makes better passes in those situations, those are both touchdowns, the pass to Kittle and the pass to Cowley. But because they were short and inaccurate, they end up getting tackled short in the end zone, and we all know what happened there. But my bigger overall point is Kansas City said Brock can't beat us. We're not We're going to dare Brock Purdy to beat us, and you can see how he played.
Yeah, and the Ravens did the same thing Christmas.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, so,
I mean, if the 49ers have all this weaponry, then that's the way you got to go about it, don't you? Try to make Brock Purdy beat you.
But we're finding out, Stoney, even in the playoffs against the Packers in Detroit, the originator of that phrase, I'm starting to question the weaponry. I thought the weaponry was above average.
So you're questioning a lot of what you've said previously.
No, I'm reacting to new info. Look at Deebo Samuel's year when he's in there. He's not doing anything on the ground with the ball. Man. Well, now maybe IU gone. He does something, starts to do something downfield as far as a threat. But nobody's played exceptionally well on offense for the Niners this season outside of Juwan Jennings and J.P. Mason.
And now, if you look at Juwan Jennings, he's been okay.
Right.
He had one great game.
Right.
Hey, Evan, you know, you're a play-by-play man. Did you listen to the game while you were there? Burkhart and Brady?
No.
Okay.
Well, went back and watched for a few specific plays. I was curious to hear what Brady thought about some of the decisions that Purdy and Mahomes made.
You know what stuck out to me? And Burkhart's great. Too bad we couldn't get him to ship.
Next time.
He kept saying cowling.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he kept saying cowling.
Stiny.
Brady had it right. Brady knew it was cowling. Anyway, great call, though, by those guys.
Yeah, I loved it.
You know me.
And Brady was, he ain't scared to criticize you, Stoney. He said Brock was making some bad reads.
Hey, good.
But he made some bad throws.
Does Burkhart deserve Brady now?
Wow. That is, you guys, man. What would I do without you? Well, I know, but.
You'd be fine.
Yeah. I'm a little down on you, Evan and I.
Yeah, you should be.
Niners going to win all week because they need it more. Then we ask you,
did I put any money on
the presser, the post-game presser. And you're like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Walk out. Now it's about who you bet your money on.
That's right.
Oh, God. You're Joe Fortenbaugh now.
I said, very simple.
Yeah.
I'd pick the Niners because I think they got more to play for. But, boy, they had Andy Reid off a bye. 27-4. So I'm really trying to figure out how to balance those two things. That actually, to me, sounds like what other people would say is right on the money.
Well, don't give them the Cowboys record off a bye.
What is it?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, Javi.
Yeah.
What's up, my man?
Javi Vacaville.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Can you guys hear me now?
There you go.
Give it to us.
Goodness. I've never heard you guys say my name that many times respectfully, and I didn't get a word in edgewise. But like I was saying to the operator previous to me getting on is, you know, I'm a realist. I'm a diehard Niner fan, but it's over, gentlemen. And it's over, and it's clearly over. And I'm not saying the timeline of Shanahan, but this season is done. Like, there's not any way. They're just to be a Niner fan, to be practical, we need to understand that there's no more expectations, so take them all away. No more. We have no more goals. The team is washed, and it's due to the fatigue of playing in five different seasons of NFC Championship, two Super Bowls. The team is done, and it's not even a bad thing per se, because now we can see Juwan Jennings play the X position. We can see Pearsall and Cowling in a slot. When Debo decides to come back from his flu, his fever, everything at Z, you still have Kittle. We're going to spell Garrido at tailback with Mason, but the three things that are prominent of wrong is it wasn't about the play calling. It's the mindset. The Niners are never going to be Patrick Mahomes as long as he's alive and well and or not retired. And Shanahan's a great coach. But for him to come into the game and say, like, you know, Ronnie Bale ran the wrong route. No, he didn't. He adapted his route based on the coverage in the back end. So he sat in the void and covered because they're playing zone coverage. But understandably so, we need to recognize two things that are prominent here.
All right.
Is that you're banking Chris McCaffrey and Dre Greenlaw, who haven't played a snap all season. Oh, they're going to come in here right after the bye. They're going to Yo, what are you talking about? Those are two guys that haven't played football in almost a year. We're coming from severe injuries, Achilles tendonitis, and coincidentally, an Achilles tear. And they're going to come to be the end-all, be-all. I love Lombardi. You guys should get him on air more often because he is brilliant. But his optimism is ludicrous. They are in a position right now because Shanahan couldn't cut his nose off despite his face because he bet his season on a rookie defensive coordinator and a special teams coordinator that any other coordinator would have been fired by now for how many gifts and how many gaffes he's had as a special teams coordinator. Seeing their punt coverage and their kickoff unit and their kick return unit gaff and miss and whiff as much that, even in the Super Bowl, granted, that was not Ray McLeod. Who got the brunt of it? Ray, because that ball hit off the cornerback that was covering the gunner on punt return. At the end of the day, Shanahan, the season is the Super Bowl window may not be closed, but this 24-25 season is done.
You know
They'll go 10-7, 9-8, but they're not getting out the wild card round at best divisional. This team is done, fellas. They're tied.
All right. At least Javi at the end said they could still make the playoffs. So that means it's not done. Yeah. But I hear what he's saying. I don't agree with him.
Yeah, but what about the crux of what he was saying? The what you've talked about, and I hated it. The journey. Don't stop believing. The 5 years is catching up with you. And maybe it started before you even. That's why it was more imperative that you won that Super Bowl in which Greenlaw got hurt in, because you knew just how hard it would be to get back. But now there's no IU. Now there's no Hargrave. McCaffrey's not out there. So, hey, man. Yeah.
And they didn't win enough when Ayuk was out there. They didn't win enough when Debo Samuel played. How'd Shanahan think Purdy played?
I mean, we didn't do anything really good on offense. You know, I know he'd love to have all three of those picks back. So Brock's been playing unbelievable this year. Done some good things in offense this year, but today wasn't that day.
Yeah, he's not been unbelievable.
He didn't have to say all those picks.
Shanahan on, hey, does Brock need to elevate his game?
Yeah, Brock elevates himself a lot. I mean, regardless of whether guys are down or up, I mean, Brock's been doing that every game. He had some good plays today, but just overall, him along with all of us on offense, we didn't do well. When you do miss your best players or some of them and they go out with injuries, it makes it harder on everyone. And you hope that you can overcome that with some stuff with some of our other guys like Brock, who is very capable of doing that, but just wasn't his best day.
And what about if Purdy's feeling the pressure of the injuries to try to do more?
All I think about is, you know, what my job is.
This is Purdy.
Going through my reads, trusting in Kyle's play call, and hitting the open guy. I think there was many opportunities tonight or in this game where I could have been better. And so that's just how I feel. Is there more pressure for me to put on a Superman cape and do more? No. I think who we have and the players that we have that step up in those positions, man, they've done a great job, and we have a lot of talent in my eyes. So that's on me, and we'll just all continue to grow and fight on this journey together.
All right, Brock Purdy talking about yesterday's game, 28-18, Chiefs beat the 49ers. Cowboys coming in Sunday, 49ers 3-4, and we'll see where the season goes from here.
Doesn't that score just like rob you of? It felt like the Chiefs were up 30-7. The whole, like, it really felt like, and then you're like, oh my God, late third, they got a chance. They're down two. Oh my gosh.
I never thought they were winning that game. Mm. I just didn't.
I mean, I'm sure you're not by yourself.
All right. Last segment coming up before the crossover. If you want to get in and talk about this game from yesterday, now would be the time. 888-957-9570. Niners, where do they go from here? On 95.7, The Game.
I got to play better for sure, just with my throws and decisions. And that's pretty simple. I obviously got to watch the film and stuff, but my instant reaction is just got to play better.
I'm off. I'm out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Brock Purdy after yesterday's game, 28-18. Chiefs win. Chiefs now 6-0. 49ers 3-4. Cowboys coming in.
Sunday night.
Go ahead. You said you had a serious question to ask me?
Yeah, you and Evan and the listeners.
Oh, okay.
And just tell me if I'm looking at it wrong.
I thought you were going to put me on the spot.
Because so. I played. Well, you do that enough for yourself. But look, I played Union City, James Logan High School, varsity.
What sport?
Basketball and football.
Is it?
What? I mean,
it's okay. You did. Okay.
That was JV.
And you were all state there, so go ahead. Finish your question.
Evan, I just think I have a problem with one of my star players who puts it all out there on the line in regard to our emotional leader, the boombox. That's a game time decision with, you know, the bubble guts or whatever he had going on.
Debo. Ready to go.
I think I got a problem that you came out of the locker room. If you weren't ready to go and it was that close, just for the optics, stay in. Stay in and catch us there. But okay. To come out after we look, like, is that the craziest thing you've heard, Evan? And I'm asking you, Stoney, like, both of you, that was so weird. I think, Evan, I would have just stayed in.
Yeah, it never happens in the NBA where they say, well, he's going to work out before the game and then we'll make a determination.
But that's not, I got bubble guts.
He tried.
Draymond's a game time decision for Wednesday. I think actually.
Yeah.
If it indeed was bubble guts, then there is a problem. But I guess I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt that there was something more serious going on.
If he had a stomach issue, then can we say he was gutless?
I'll give you a one for trying.
A one?
That's at least a three.
Whoa, wow. So you get a two, but Snotty had no problem with. Like,
no.
There was a fever or it wasn't COVID, knock on wood. But
well, you don't know that. We don't know.
If it was COVID, I feel like he wouldn't have been allowed on the sideline.
Well, you're right. And that's how I took Daddy. I don't know, Stan. I know I'm different, but I hate, like, Debo. This is what I love about Debo and can't stand him. You talk that talk, you do all the stuff, and then you're talking and fighting in Cleveland pregame last year, and then you and Trent don't finish the game. If you're going to be Debo badass, you got to be consistent. Now,
call
this is so not about yesterday.
Call him soft,
And then you run everybody over. But I'm on the ground, my neck and my back, and it's just like I just think it's gotta be tiring, the whole Debo experience. Like, dude, you run cats over, then you're on the ground, you're limping off, then you're back, then you're out, then you're back. It's just like, and yesterday just gave it to me all, the whole Debo experience of this big ass game, And now so, you're, but then you could get dressed and come out, smile, talk. Right. And I'm just like, not saying that was going on, but dude, would Ray Lewis have finished that game?
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the best defensive player ever played the game.
I got it out.
Yeah, it's and what my mind keeps coming back to is you hate Kawhi Leonard, who should retire, and now you hate Deebo Samuel, who tried to play through injury and didn't. So what do you want?
Well, he warmed up.
What exactly? And he determined he didn't have it.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
I do wonder, and Evan was with them. You guys did a great job. I was listening to the great Lorenzo Neal, guys that have played the game.
I know.
Not that they were scrutinized,
would
they tell people like me, like, Goo,
yeah.
Wink, wink, you on to something a little bit?
No, I think Lowe would say, Goo, don't talk about stuff you don't know about. We don't know how hurt he was. Did anybody insinuate that Deebo should have played?
No, I think it was just the optics of him being on the sideline after trying to go warming up, playing a couple plays, and then being too ill.
Go get some lemon tea. Put the blankets on you. Go home. Because we know you're really sums up. And then IU gets hurt, and then it's like, oh, boy.
Dude, you know what you're talking about now?
Life?
A nothing burger.
Oh, but please.
Matt in Sunnyvale. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Matty.
It's a nothing burger.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing today?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
You sound down. Sure.
Yeah, a little down. I just had a comment and then a question for you guys. Comment, you know, no offense to your colleagues out here, but I really wish the media in the Bay Area asked some tougher questions to Coach Shanahan. Aside from Cone and sometimes Eric Branch, I don't really hear any questions that are very challenging to coach, just my opinion. And I did want to post a very realistic and serious question for you guys. As other people, you know, pointed out, you're going to pay Brock Purdy $60 million a season eventually. The roster you have now, unless you're able to develop young talent into really good players and potential all-pros, Debo's going to be gone. McCaffrey will be older. Ayuk's going to be coming off an ACL tear, and Trent Williams was probably going to be retired. And, you know, you're going to have $60 million less to go out and find guys to replace him. Is he good enough, or is he just serviceable? Is he good enough to lead and elevate talent the way C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, those guys are? I don't know, but I'm going to pose that question to you guys.
I think it's a fair one. Season-ending injury for Brandon Ayuk. That's official. Jordan Schultz.
Wow.
Reporting that. Season-ending knee injury.
That is just sports,
something we knew.
That sucks. And
what was the question?
Do you think Brock Purdy is like C.J. Stroud, other guys to where?
Well, C.J. Stroud had a terrible game.
No, and he's been this season happens. They're winning, but you could tell growing pains, Maggie Seaver. But to that point, I'm going to say yes on the Brock Purdy thing just because I've seen him lead his team, and you're going to tell me, oh, they're loaded everywhere. He led his team to the Super Bowl. He led his team to two NFC championship games. And I'll take this L, Stani. If now we're finding out 90% of that was what was around him, I don't believe that. I believe you know when guys have it or do not have it at that position and why I'm out on the likes of Dak Prescott. So to answer his question, I think Brock is in that category, but this is the realness. You can quickly play yourself out of it. And I got questions, Donnie. I really do about Brock these last two or three games being
like
off from the beginning. Not when you get hit, not when – just off. And I'm wondering, whoa, our defense is showing him different looks to where he's holding on to that thing longer and now just throwing it to the other team? Three picks yesterday.
Right.
Two weeks ago against Arizona.
And I'll just say,
five batted balls down in both those games combined. Two yesterday.
Right. And I'll just say, if you – what quarterback – so, like Patrick Mahomes, we're saying he wasn't great yesterday. I'll bet that had something to do with the fact that they're depleted injury-wise, their skill positions. So Mahomes isn't putting up monster numbers.
But he's still getting the one that counts, the alphabet, the dub.
Because he's Patrick Mahomes. Brock Purdy is not Patrick Mahomes. There's no Patrick Mahomes in the league.
Right, that's fine. but I know this is for another day.
My point is, he's not that close. Because Mahomes is one of the all we're saying that Patrick Mahomes may be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Facts.
Well, then I'll tell you right now, Purdy's not close. But because Purdy's not one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Stoney, and this guy might be the greatest.
But
and here's
when you
the other
sit
thing:
down
the
this offseason line, to pay him, it's not about how close to Mahomes are you; it's how valuable are you around us. And to that caller's point, things are going to change.
Okay, so you expected a better game from Brock Purdy against one of the best defenses in football when he doesn't have Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, Christian McCaffrey. Like, he's not going to be able to. Why would you expect Mahomes is going to put up better numbers than his normal numbers when they're playing a great defense and they don't have two wide receivers and a running back? Like, if we think his numbers should have been better, I think we're expecting way too much from Brock Purdy or any quarterback to do that, because I would argue not even Mahomes is doing that.
Right. That's
numbers-wise.
That's more than fair. But my number about yesterday was not accumulating 400 passing yards through the air. Mine was three interceptions. And, Steiny, we can all were astute enough to know what's a good interception. Oh, what was 50? These were bad ones.
Well, maybe
and that
because
doesn't just
his
go
wide
away
receiver.
Because it was Kansas City. Because you did it against Arizona.
Right. And they had a rookie play in his first game. And they had Cowing in a lot. And they had Ronnie Bell in there a lot. And to think that Mahomes could elevate that team to a win over that team, I think it's asking for something crazy when you go back and you look at the game. And I'm not saying the 49ers don't have any issues. Of course they have issues. But you're going up against the best quarterback in the game. You got you're down three big offensive weapons, and they took advantage of it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Rich, Atco.
What's up, Rich? Like, these problems are comprehensive. To me, they don't belong to just Brock Purdy or just Trent Williams or just Ward or whoever else.
So we're done judging Brock? How are we judging Brock?
Why would I say we're done judging Brock?
Because you said there's so much going
into. There is. We're judging everybody, and they're all wanting. Brock Purdy not having a great year. Guess what? Neither about nine other guys on the team. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. And I'll tell you something, Steiny. I don't agree with you much, but I agree with you here. I think what we saw on Sunday was a team effort completely. And that's the reason why they fell short. It wasn't just one particular person or one division or one coach. It was the entire team. You saw mistakes across the board. There was mistakes from the quarterback. There was mistakes from the defense. Mistakes from special teams. Coaching, play calling. Crucial times of play calling was awful. Okay, I couldn't believe it. You know, you had a situation where you were down 14-12. You could have went for two.
Yeah.
It would have been something that I don't think their defense would have been ready for. Instead, now you're down 2 points. Now, 2 points may not seem like a lot, but you gotta look down the stretch of what this means, what it could mean to the outcome of the game. And I don't think Shanahan did that.
Well,
now I will say this much. I know some people are calling in saying they washed up, season's over. I'm not gonna go that far. It's still early.
Yep.
It's still early, and you got guys that will be coming back from injury. So no, I'm not gonna say they washed, but I will say this much. Yesterday's loss was absolutely a team effort.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Man, we both agreed on the 2 point call, but that's not why they lost the game, but I get it, man. This you said, what'd you tell me was a nothing burger? Like, they can't escape the ghost of McCaffrey not being available week one. Now, he may come back, but, Steiny, it's piling up to the point to where how can you really assess anybody if the injury list is going to look like this?
Well, you can assess Brock Purdy, quarterback in a team without his normal weapons, and they're not as good offensively, and Brock isn't either.
Man.
Jay in Santa Clara. What's up, Jay?
Greetings, gentlemen. I think we got to give them all things considered, he has a bad game. and out a couple of top receivers, and, you know, they lost. They just got outplayed. The reason I'm calling is because I think they should sign Hunter Renfro. The guy's unsigned. He needs a chance. He was not utilized properly by, you know who, McDummy. And he had a concussion. But the guy can come in, move the chains. He's a great slot receiver. Don't believe me? Google Hunter Renfro highlights and then ask Derwin James of the Chargers.
All right.
The guy's highly underrated, and he'll come cheap and move the chains. What do you think?
Well, I think what about Ricky Pearson? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what about the video we saw of James Wiseman? It looked good, too.
Well,
when you Google James Wiseman's highlights, maybe we should sign him as a slot receiver.
Yeah, those were – they were projected.
I'm kidding, Jay. Oh, we got J.D. in Oakland.
Oh, I thought we got
here
the
we go.
J-Dog
your new buddy.
J.D. in Oakland.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, the vacation man! What's up, Jay?
I mean, listen.
He took it to the
We don't save that.
Yeah,
we
he took it to the 2 yard line and couldn't punch it in on Friday with his prediction.
Jay, dog. Oh,
he was like the 49ers in the red zone.
I'm gonna tell you this, Matt. I had four of your listeners call me, and I told them all it was a 2-touchdown game. Don't fall for the okie doke.
Wow.
I missed out. It was only 10 points. I told Jarvis Moore, who is a big-time game listener, he called me and said, Jay, what's the play? I said, take Kansas City. They're going to win by 2 touchdowns. I was a little off on that, but he'll tell you. I told him, hopefully he got healthy. But I agree with Guru when it comes to Brock Purdy. You know, Matt, in basketball, your point guard is to elevate everybody's game.
Mm.
He's got to make the forward look good. He's got to make his two-guard look good. He's got to make his wingman look good. And Brock has the same thing. We understand that he's without some of his stars on the outside and with McCaffrey and Debo, but you got to make sure he is doing his best. 3 turnovers, 1 in the red zone. You cannot – I mean, the optics of that was horrible. And to think – that they are even contemplating giving this man $40-50 million, what that would do to the organization is going to cripple it for years.
Wow.
He's a good quarterback. He needs the stars that he has because he doesn't have the natural skills of arm talent, size, quickness. He's serviceable, and when you put all those stars around him, he can, you know, he can get the job done. However, he is real pedestrian if he has to make other people look good. You look at what Mahomes does when his guys are out. I can go over there and catch touchdowns with Mahomes because he is going to make it easier for the outside guys to look good when he's doing his thing.
All right, JD, I'll take it a step further.
Good call.
Blessing in disguise. Then this is a blessing in disguise. That we've gotten to see Purdy quarterback a team like this because maybe this will be more like the team he's got a quarterback if and when he does get paid. So I've always thought...
I love the point guard analogy.
I've always thought that...
But is that fair, Matt?
Yes!
But we don't know if that's going to be how they're looking at it because that's a whole... I'm just telling you, that's
What do you disagree
with? That's a whole lot of good.
What do you disagree with me saying it's a silver lining that they're getting to see Purdy now without his weapons?
Now, I don't take offense to that at all. How could I? It's not my point is, you are right to a certain extent. We don't know if that mindset is going to supersede how good he was when... things were good, better around him. Like, that's heavy to say, and I hear where you're going, that we're just going to use the negative or when you didn't have a lot of riches, but are you truly going to ignore all the good he had when it was greater around him? That's what
it's not a matter of ignoring him. It's about assessing him over a 3 to 3.5 year period and making a judgment on how good he is with certain kinds of personnel, and how good he is without certain kinds of personnel, and then deciding, do we pay him? And if we do pay him, how much do we pay him? But listen, Everybody said 55 was automatic.
I was one
okay,
of them.
Okay. Well, and maybe it's not. Back. Okay. Well, the good news is you didn't have to pay him when you said you'd pay him 55, and you don't have to pay him now if you want to get him for 30.
And that's where I'm going, because you know why, Stoney? The story is to be continued.
Okay. Well, if he gets hurt next game on the first play, what are you paying him?
Well, that
if
changes,
he misses the rest of the season.
No, that changes everything.
Does it?
Yes.
So what if it's not a career-threatening injury? He just gets hurt and he's misses the rest of the season, but he'll be ready to go in training camp.
Wow. I don't have that answer.
Let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Hey, Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's good, guys?
Hey.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my 7-0 Indiana Hoosiers. I was in Bloomington on Saturday for the 56-7 win.
Wow, 50 burger.
And then I flew back for Sunday, so I went 1-1 on the weekend. This weekend, Taven Jackson's going to be starting for us, so yeah. Trey Shack and Davis's bro.
Sure.
So literally looking forward to that. But the main question in what I was saying right after the game, yesterday, I went, right, is I envision Andy Reid Philadelphia type situation happening with Kyle Shanahan, you know. We have never been able to beat the Chiefs. And not only that, it just looked yesterday that the team was just completely out of rhythm. I wouldn't have mind if we lost yesterday, but just the rhythm, the team chemistry, it was not there, guys. So that's
hey,
all
I got something for you, Zach. How about this? I'm looking at Penn State's schedule. They don't even play Indiana this year. Figures. The 1 year Indiana's good, and Penn State gets to avoid them, along with Michigan. What a joke.
No, we play Michigan. We play Michigan.
No, you guys play Michigan. Penn State doesn't play Michigan.
Yeah.
Penn State doesn't play Michigan or Indiana this year. Thanks for the call. It's a joke. James Franklin. Should have lost the USC, too.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Boy, I'm going to be heavy on the Badgers next weekend in Madison. They stink, though, too. Oh, boy. Steiny, how about Tulane taking care of Rice? Oh, we weren't ready. We weren't ready
but you
this
won.
Weekend. Yeah, but we were coming off a bye, and we took it for granted. And you know what? I had a feeling Darian wasn't ready to go.
And they won
Darian Mensa, our quarterback. Yeah, but they were down 10-3 at one point.
I was like,
they didn't cover. That's why I pulled off them. Go Green Wave.
That is
5-2. Still got to run the table.
Four bowl.
Tough game next weekend, North Texas. I'm not sure if they beat Memphis or not, but 2-5.
That was a barn burner.
Who won that game?
And he was watching.
Memphis did, because I know they didn't cover.
They were,
wow.
Those were 2-5-1 teams.
It was like 50-point total at the half.
Of course.
Boy,
that's
man.
Vintage Memphis.
He said, it's Andy Reid. Everybody slow down.
What did he say?
In Philly. He's getting that feeling of Kyle here.
Mm. Yeah.
Early.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get one more call. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland.
Leroy.
He won't sugarcoat it.
Lee.
Hey, Steiny, Goo, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey,
you tell us.
We'll see.
Wow, right?
Wow.
So as a lifelong 49er fan, you know, I'll make it short. When I left out of the house because I had to go to church, and my son, he's 25, and he's a big Niner fan, but he's 25, right? And when I went out the door, I said, son, I said, in order for us to win this game, each 49er player is going to have to take this game personally and make sure that they are on point with their execution. It cannot be all of these turnovers. It can't be drop passes, because a Kyle Shanahan team does not know how to play with momentum, and he doesn't know how to gain momentum back. And so I'm going, what do the 49ers got to do? Each player got to realize that and go, I got to make sure that I am on point, on point, on point, because if it's second down and 8, second down and 7, and we screw up, it ain't happening on third down. Right. So
I was just like, and then when I came back home and I heard about all the penalties and all that, and it was exactly what we couldn't do. And one more thing, guys, the reason why I said that to him was because Kyle Shanahan, he will not just coach a game where he doesn't get in his own way. Something will be going good, it'll be going good, and then he'll get away from it. And then the guys look at him more as a friend than a coach. I went back and looked at some of the players, and I went back and I looked and I said, how does the players feel about Shanahan? And I hear everyone saying, he's like our friend. He's like our friend. Well, that's like a parent saying, hey, I'm like my kid's friend. No, I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. And I think because he's like that, there's no accountability. And now you're just letting the kids run crazy in the asylum. So, yeah, your friend, you got to start coaching. And you got to start getting on these guys and holding them accountable. And if they're looking at you like a friend, buddy, I don't know. So that's why I was like, players got to be accountable. You got to really
stuff,
execute.
Lee. You on fire, man. Yeah, that was.
And then somebody's got to hold Kyle accountable.
Wow.